USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Scorching temperatures will roast the United States today as the nation's heat wave keeps cooking. Highs are expected in the Northeast to approach triple digits in Philadelphia up to Boston. 100 million Americans will be under heat warnings. Most of the heat warnings are in place in the southern Great Plains and lower Mississippi Valley. Peyton Bauer with St. David's Healthcare System shares some signs of a heat stroke.
You're going to have, if you are weak or dizzy or nauseous, that can be something to look out for, and you're going to want to go inside immediately. And if your symptoms don't go away pretty quickly and you're not cooling down, then seek medical attention.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. President Biden is pledging to tackle climate change through executive actions due to an action in the 50-50 Senate. This is USA Radio News.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ukraine's First Lady is addressing Congress.
Ukrainian First Lady Olena Zelenska, speaking before Congress Wednesday, is asking for more help against Russia via a translator.
Ladies and gentlemen, the American people and American families, the Congress and President Biden have already done a lot to help us to stand up to the enemy and protect millions of Ukrainians. We are grateful, really grateful, that the United States stands with us in this fight for our shared values of human life and independence.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Former President Trump and three of his children are attending a funeral for Ivana Trump. The ex-president's first wife died last week after falling down the stairs in her home. The funeral taking place in New York City. This is USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff General Mark Milley are updating reporters after meeting with allied defense leaders regarding the ongoing Russian invasion of Ukraine. General Milley says he's doubtful Russia will let up on their missile strikes in Ukraine.
In the near term, the Russians will likely continue using heavy artillery bombardments to achieve their limited gains in the east.
A string of 7-Eleven robberies left 2 people dead and 2 more wounded in Southern California this month. Orange County Board of Supervisors Chairman Doug Chaffee announces a newly appointed relief fund for the victims and their families.
It's a scary thing to think these are neighborhood stores that you might go there to get a cup of coffee, milk, or donuts, and if you might go there, you might get shot.
In a unanimous vote, the Orange County Board of Supervisors voted to donate $150,000 to create the fund. 2 suspects faced charges in connection with the crime spree and first appeared in court on Tuesday. And finally, it was on this day back in 1969 when astronauts Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin landed on the moon. Hours later, Armstrong became the first person to walk on the moon. Armstrong, born in Ohio, passed away in August of 2012. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.